This is Michael Carbone with the Truth Network. We're partnering with Bible League International on Open the Floodgates, Bibles for Africa. In many parts of countries like Kenya, Ghana, Tanzania, and Mozambique, as many as 9 out of 10 Christians are denied God's word by corrupt governments, majority religions, and poverty and remoteness. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, $500 sends 100. Call 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-937-9673. Thank you for caring.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master's of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
I have a theory I think is correct. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen zombie movies. Zombies, you know, their brains aren't working right. They don't have any frontal lobe functioning. They're just kind of...
Right.
They do. Well, a lot of the far-left Democrats, they don't have any frontal lobe functioning. So I have a theory that they're actually zombies. You can tell...
I can believe that.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. You can tell zombie, to zombify, is to act like a zombie, not use your frontal lobes, and do stupid things. The leftists, who don't have a pure frontal lobe functioning, far leftists, you know, they're in power. And it's really a sad thing.
Number 5.
No, God can't forget, because if you forgot, it would mean he didn't know something that would violate his omniscience. The issue is that he will remember them no more. He won't bring them up again. So how do we balance this with the issue of reward and loss of reward? God, of course, knows all things, and he's given to every Christian gifts. You know, my gifting's different than your gifting. So you are not to be judged with the gifts that I have and how I did mine. Or didn't, and vice versa. Your responsibility is to do what you can with what God has given you.
Number 4.
What do I think Lucifer was able to what? You broke up.
To entice. To entice fellow angels to rebel.
Probably by the same methodology or similar methodology he used with Eve to appeal to her sensibilities and her judgments by doubting the word of God. It says in 1 Timothy 5:21, it talks about elect angels. And I believe that the elect angels, this is my opinion, the elect angels were the ones chosen not to fall. I personally have a theory that all sentient beings... sentient or self-aware intelligent beings at personhood will fall against God because they don't possess the quality of holiness, which is God alone. In the angelic realm, since there's no redeemer for them, that God elected certain angels not to fall and elected Christians to be redeemed. So I think that all Satan had to do, or I suspect in this scenario, all that Satan had to do was just speak to the issues and desires of the hearts of those angels and appeal to their inherent issues, pride, selfishness, things like that, and just fan the flames of those kind of things, and then rebellion occurred.
Number 3.
I like to refer back to the book of Nehemiah, where Nehemiah is building the wall, and basically they have a wall-building tool in one hand and a weapon in the other, defending their cause. Our country's been torn down to the point where it needs rebuilding, and in order to get it done, we may have to take up arms.
Countries decay, historically, little by little by little. The liberals get in. People need to study the rise and fall of the Roman Empire because the parallels with America are just incredible. One of the things that happened is homosexuality became normative. Pedophilia did then. Also, people in power started passing laws that they themselves were exempt from. Morality was lax. These are some of the things that went on. Then the Roman Empire fell. Things were getting worse. They started blaming the Christians. They got to have someone to blame. So they started blaming Christians or killing Christians. I'm worried about the same thing.
Number 2.
What are the basic essentials of the Christian faith? Does the issue of believing in the Bible as the Word of God fit within that essential doctrine? We have essentials that are proclaimed in Scripture, for example. If Christ be not raised from the dead, our faith is in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:14-17 says this. I call this a primary essential because a primary essential has something that's stated within the statement that declares its essential nature. So unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sin. That's the essential doctrine. You've got to believe Jesus Christ is God in flesh. John 8:24. along with his resurrection, which I already quoted. And then there's the issue of the gospel out of Galatians 1:8-9. There's one God, monotheism, out of Exodus 21-3. And the gospel defined, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, which I mentioned, Galatians 1:8-9. And we have these kind of essential, and justification by faith alone in Christ alone. You can't mess with that. The issue of that's being declared in Scripture is out of Galatians 5. When I was new-ish in the faith, and when I was really starting to study, there was one book in the Bible that I would read, and it would weaken my faith. It would cause me confusion. And I'd read it, and I didn't get it. And I remember doubting, is it really true? It was the book of Romans for me. What I did was, by faith, I understood that, you know, it's the Word of God. I had no problem with that. And I said, Lord, when I read the book of Romans, my faith is actually weakened. And I said, but I'm going to continue to read and study. Teach me. Now, when I read Romans, it strengthens my faith. And the reason the difference occurred is because it took me a couple, 3-4 years of study, and I started understanding what Paul the Apostle was teaching. The problem wasn't with the book of Romans, the problem was with me.
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be to St. Adieu.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.